This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The CDC now says that the country of origin of the Omicron variant was Botswana. Ever been there? I have, on a National Geographic trip to the Okavango Delta, the largest inland delta in the world. My wife and I were on safari there, both land and water. The hippos would come out of the river at night to rut by our raised tents. The safari was also leopards by day and a panther at night. They had to drive a stubborn elephant off the dirt runway for the small airplanes to land to pick us up. They wrote Minneapolis on our baggage tags by hand at the airport, and the luggage made it okay. My wife says that of all the trips that we have taken, this one was her favorite. We watched the women gather at the local community well and pump water, which they then carry back to their respective families. They still use the local witch doctor who bled sick patients. Hard to imagine a more virulent way to spread a virus. It jumped from there to South Africa and then around the world on flights before countries required testing. The first case of Omicron in the U.S. was confirmed in California in someone who had arrived from South Africa that had been vaccinated. This individual was ill but improving. So far, there is nothing to push concern to alarm. California does a remarkable job of testing, tracking, and sequencing for the virus out there. They test wastewater coming out of schools and office buildings for the virus, and if they detect it, they alert those in the facilities, do contact tracing, and they also sequence the virus to determine the strain. Testing wastewater daily would seem to be one of those dirty jobs that only Mike Rowe would want to do. I'm sure that it is in the test tube by the time it reached the lab, but someone would have to take the sample. We are in a period of uncertainty while the experts in the White Coast determine the lethality of the Omicron strain of COVID. They will produce some results in record speed, just as they have everything else in this pandemic. While the efficacy of current vaccines against Omicron is not known, they anticipate that there will be some immunity to severe illness and death from this strain too. They are recommending boosters, saying that while two shots give strong immunity, that the booster sends the immune level to a significantly higher plane than the two shots do. Two shots and a booster are a modern medicine marvel. Every breakthrough in modern medicine has had its detractors going back to the Dark Ages. They used to try to fix ailments with bloodletting, and now they use ivermectin. There is more to the recent selling than just Omicron. It is the end of the year, and there has been some using Omicron as an excuse to take some substantive annual profits from many markets, such as equities. I continue to note a rush of farmland sales ahead of the new year from those fearing some future tax consequences that want the sales marked this calendar year. One impact from Omicron may be to dampen the inflation. Soybean crush margins have been positive. RJO headlined the monthly soybean crush report this way. October U.S. soybean crush higher than expected, new all-time record. October U.S. soybean oil stocks higher than expected, the highest in 9 years. October soybean oil yields shatter previous record. Considerable implications for 2021-22. USDA reported the U.S. soybean crush in October was 196.9 million bushels. That was above the average market expectation of 195.6. A subscriber noted that ADM at Quincy, Illinois was already starting to take soybeans on a free price later basis, deferred payment. He asked, "Is it August already?" With these kinds of programs, farmers let commercial end users use their grain and soy for free while having to be paid for it. Grain and soil has been crushed by processors or already hauled to the field as manure through livestock before the farmer ever gets paid. Farmers are being played here. These types of programs have always had the come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly feel to them. By letting ADM or any other commercials gain usage of your grain and soy rent free, they do not have to bid for it, so demand is diluted. They do not have to bid up by improving their basis if they can get it for free. Most commercials wait at least into the new year before offering these programs, so December 1st is an early start. ADM must need soybeans, and they're likely laughing in the back room when they see farmers sign up for these things. I have noted substantive new grain bans on farms put up in recent years. As farmers have found that by maintaining control of their grain and soy, these bans get paid for quickly, ADM uses deferred pricing contracts to pay for theirs. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.